Your Excellency President Mahama, colleagues, ministers of state, fellow Ghanaians, let me first use this opportunity to inform you that I'm one of you. And London is a home to some of us. Some of us had the privilege to grow up here, and myself, Honorable Kwame Abuja, not long ago, used to be members of this chapter until we had the privilege to go back home to serve our country. And so, you can also be one of us if you decide to come home and take part in nation building. But let me say that President Mahama inherited a terrible economy, an economy in difficult times. And colleagues, let me use this opportunity to remind you of some of the things that the country went through back in 2022. Ghana went through a very difficult economic crisis in a lifetime. I do not recall that our country had ever gone through such level of economic crisis. The scale of the crisis was profound. It was extremely traumatic, if not distressful. Our currency, the Ghana Cedi, came under intense pressure. It nearly lost its value. Inflation rose to painful levels. Investor confidence deteriorated very sharply. Ghana's external reserves were strained, and Ghana lost access to the international capital market. As a result, the credit rating agencies responded by downgrading Ghana's sovereign rating, and this was repeatedly in 2022, to levels never seen in the country's history. In February 2022, Moody's downgraded Ghana to CAA1. In August, S&P also downgraded us to CCC+. Again, in the same year, August, Fitch also downgraded Ghana to CCC. And in September, Fitch again downgraded Ghana further down to CC. Finally, in October 2022, Ghana lost access to the international capital market, with Ghana's Eurobond spread widening to all-time levels of over 3,400 basis points. This further deepened the economic and financial crisis to the point that even the Ghana Cocoa Board was unable to secure a syndicated loan for the first time in over 33 years. Also, some domestic and commercial banks could no longer obtain external funding or establish even letters of credit as international banks declined to confirm these instruments. But the good news is that today our country is back. We are back. President Mahama, upon assuming office, took steps. Difficult decisions, some extremely bitter, but in the end, we all recognize that prudence works. But let me share some of the outturn with you. I'm pleased to report that as a result of the measures that President Mahama took, today GDP growth is back. Ghana has recorded a GDP growth of 6% in the year 2025. And most importantly, non-oil GDP growth was 7.6%, the highest in 14 years. For the first time, Ghana's economy has crossed $100 billion United States dollars threshold, making it a fully-fledged emerging economy. Ghana's economy is now ranked the 8th largest economy in the entire of Africa. And our GDP per capita is today 3,385 Ghana cedis, US dollars, for the first time. I'm also proud to inform you that our debt is now sustainable, unlike the past. Ghana's debt today has moved from unsustainable debt to high risk of debt distress, and finally now to moderate risk of debt distress. Our debt to GDP has declined to now 44.7% of GDP, ahead of the target of by 2034. Ghana achieved the debt to GDP level as was originally scheduled by the IMF, that we would have achieved debt to GDP of 45% by 2034. 8 years, we used one single year to achieve that. Inflation has declined from 23.8% in December 2024 to 3.4% in April 2024. The country is now borrowing quite cheaper. In fact, 91 days treasury bill has declined by 2,300 basis points from 28.4% to now 4.8% in April 2026. Our 2-year, 3-year, and 5-year bonds are now trading at a range of 11 to 12% compared to 25% in previous years. Thanks to the central bank, the monetary policy rate has also declined by 1,300 basis points from 27% in January to now 14% in April. The current account balance recorded a surplus, and this is extremely important. We were seeing persistent current account deficit, but for last year, we saw a current account surplus of 8.3% of GDP in 2025. And this is programmed to achieve double digit, 10% plus by the year 2026, this year. But all of this point to one, something important. This result affirms that fiscal prudence and discipline always delivers results. And so, to you fellow Ghanaians, I want to assure you that President Mahama's administration is determined to ensure that the gains we have made so far are maintained and are sustained going into the future. Ghana is open for business. We welcome you. Come home and contribute. Very soon, the Central Bank intends to work with the Ministry of Finance to ensure that the remittance that you bring home are well ensured, that this remittance actually hit the balance of payment. The governor informed me that last year the remittance amounted to over $7 billion in 1 year. $7 billion. And so we see you as an important partner. We see you as our brothers and sisters in the diaspora, and you still have a role to play in the nation building. Thank you very much.